Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As always, we have a lot to discuss tonight. Your calls are the primary element to the show, if you decide to make them. And, of course, that's what the show is all about. Your phone calls is why we call it Free Talk Live. And, again, the number 800-259-9231. Now, something I mentioned that I wanted to get into at some point here was 50 things that every 18-year-old should know, and I figure we'll start the show out with some of these. We can stop down anytime we want to, and, you know, you can call in. You can still bring up whatever is on your mind. Maybe we'll do 10 tonight. Maybe we'll do 20. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But we do have a younger audience on this talk program. This is a talk radio show, and typically talk radio shows are thought of as being a 25 to 54 demographic.
That's pretty much ours on the radio.
It is ours on the radio, but that's because we're pretty much on traditional
25 to 54 male stations.
Exactly. That's where traditional talk radio is targeted, and that's where our show shows up on most talk stations around the country. Not that we're on most talk stations around the country, but on the talk stations we're
around
on,
the country,
most
that we're
of them are traditional talkers. We do have a handful of progressive talk stations, and I imagine that progressive talk might lean slightly younger, but that's just me speculating. I don't really know if that's true or not, because it seems like the progressive talkers are kind of like the conservative talkers, except for the other team.
Yeah.
And we do have, you know, a couple of hot talk stations, which definitely target younger audiences. But this show is also available not just on the radio, but also as a podcast and also as live streams on the internet. And, of course, those are available free to anybody who wants them at freetalklive.com. And the internet tends to have a bit of a younger demographic to it. Certainly younger people, especially those under the age of 18, have a whole lot of free time on their hands, and the internet is a great way to, well, kill your free time or invest your free time, however you want to look at it. I guess investing is a...
Free Talk Live is an investment.
Yeah, investing is such a positive word in comparison to kill. So it's a good way to spend some free time, and so inevitably our internet audience skews younger than our radio listenership. And, you know, even if you are in your upper ages, perhaps you can appreciate these 50 things that every 18-year-old should know. Maybe you did know some of these things as a younger person, or maybe you didn't figure them out until your mid-50s.
Or maybe you know somebody who's under 18 that needs, you can remember a few of these to tell them. It's always good to have, wise people giving you some advice.
Or you could call in and share your stories with us. Perhaps one of these items will spark some memories, and you can tell us how, boy, I wish I would have known that then because blah, 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 you know, whatever your situation might have been. And, of course, there are three of us here on the panel tonight, so I'm sure we'll have a few things to say. We'll get started here. The story is from, and I hesitate to cite this source, but Right Wing News. Not that this is a right wing website, but it's that's the source of the story. Anyway, number one, if you're buying something that you'll use often and for a long time, never go cheap.
Yeah, get the good one.
You'll end up replacing it sooner or paying more in maintenance costs than if you'd spent more on good quality in the beginning.
But high prices don't always mean good quality.
That's true.
There's an opportunity to look around, do that. Do your research. Find, as best you can. It's difficult when you're looking at things that you don't know that much about, trying to research them. But, there's usually some kind of advice out there one way or the other. Some things on cars that you might look for is, depending on the company, they sell versus name brand, for their name brand. For instance, if you're getting Honda or Toyota, well, they've got a real good reputation for lasting quality. I think some of the American cars are underrated right now, personally. But I think car makers like Kia and Hyundai are probably underpriced for their name brand, and you can probably get more car for your money that way. It's just a thought, right? I don't buy new cars generally.
Me neither.
Ever.
I think it's good advice generally, but Mark is on the money that you can't assume because the price is higher that it's a better product. But I would say don't have the price be your primary focus for why you buy something. I bought a $17 webcam on Amazon.freetalklive.com.
How'd that work out?
Fantastic. I mean, it's working great for me. $17 webcam, has a mic on it. I make phone calls with it and all kinds.
Yeah, you need to look at what your parameters are as far as what it is you want to accomplish. I mean, for instance, Mark, you know this. I'm not a handy tools kind of guy.
No.
I don't want to be that kind of guy. I don't
know
anything. No,
you definitely don't. You act more incompetent than you are when it comes to fixing things. Things that aren't computers. Anything that's kind of electronic with a flashing LED, you'll jump right into. Go, you know, elbows deep in it. But if it looks like it has carpentry work involved, you're just not interested.
I'll hire somebody.
I just don't understand, but... Okay.
So that's, you know, so therefore I have tools, right? But I've got the cheaper tools. Yeah. I haven't spent great money on tools necessarily because I hardly ever use them. I mean, I use them for the most basic things, screwdrivers, that kind of thing,
and
hammer.
When I get tools, I get the good one because
you use them a lot.
Yeah, nothing makes me more mad than when something breaks. I had a hammer drill that shook itself apart. Darn thing. Made me so angry. But, you know, I was just thinking when I was making that statement, I've often thought that to myself, geez, Ian can't fix it. You know, Ian won't even try to fix these things. I know he could, but he loves to fix electronics. And I was realizing I'm just the opposite. If it's got a flashing LED on it, I will simply not touch it. I would rather throw it away and buy a new one. I have no
He's so much.
Interest.
Totally is. It's amazing he can send emails.
You're Amish.
A Quaker.
You're a Luddite.
So, and then, of course, on my business side, right, you've said before that I'll spend whatever it takes to get the equipment that's
Absolutely.
Necessary to make this show sound good and to make sure that it lasts.
Doesn't matter how many digits it's got, you'll spend it.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was number one. Number two of the 50 things that every 18-year-old should know, and again, if you want to chime in here anytime, 800-259-9231, don't spend money. This is a big one. This is a huge one. Don't spend money on a credit card that you can't afford to pay back. The interest and late payments can put you in a hole that can take you years to pay back.
It's absolutely true. Yeah, you think that small amount of interest or whatever that they're going to charge you, whether it's 9% or 19%, you think it's not going to be that big of a deal, or you think you're going to pay it off the next month. But it's a dangerous tightrope game. That's why they put them out there, because they want people to play that dangerous tightrope game. And I got a piece of advice from a friend of mine that I find to be extraordinarily valuable. Every dollar you spend today is $7. You know, if you invest it for your retirement or whatever. So that. You know, whatever, if it's $10 or $100, that's $700. If it's $1,000, that's $7,000 that you would have for your retirement. So saving, a good idea. Live well below your means. It's not how much money you make. It's how much money you spend as to whether you're poor or not.
But they keep trying to raise your limit. If you aren't spending enough on your card, they'll raise your limit. Please spend money on this thing.
Yeah,
I just remember when I got my first credit card, my mom had pounded frugality into my head for so long.
Good for
it was
her.
Really, yeah, it was in my nature. It was in my mom's nature. I just picked it up from her. I was terrified of the thought of getting in debt to these credit cards and things like that. And I got it because I would go shopping and write checks. And I would lose track of my balance on my checkbook and overdraft. And not because I was trying to spend more than I had, but because I just lost track.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that the credit card for me was just convenient. So it was like I wanted to be able to use the credit card. I had every intention of never spending more than what I had the money to buy. And then I would pay it off every month. And I did that. And it helped me establish credit because I was paying it off every month on time. And I started getting a credit record. I was able to actually get loans at that point. For, you know, like a car and things like that. So
that's great. So you're like me then. You've never really had a problem with credit cards.
Never.
I absolutely have. And one of the reasons is I would spend what I made up to that time. And then when some situation occurred, I'd have to spend money on that. And then I'd be stuck.
You're out of money.
Right. So I wouldn't be able to pay off the credit card. And then, oh, boy.
You know, a lot of people use credit cards probably in the past as well, but to purchase products that they don't necessarily need, but that they want, you know, the new plasma TV or whatever the product of the moment might happen to be.
I'll pay it off later.
Right, I'll just put it on the card. Let's get this tonight. Hey, the Super Bowl's coming up in 2 weeks. We got to have this 60-inch widescreen. And then you end up paying, you know, a whole lot more than the actual tag price of the item. Had you been patient and just waited until you had the savings to purchase the item just outright, you would have saved a lot of money and you'd still have the product you wanted. Plus, the price would be lower if you wait. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours, free, right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com. We'll continue some of these things every 18-year-old should know, but first we go back to our go-to the phones and the fun. Jeff in Vermont, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good evening, Ian. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. What's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
Well, Ian, actually, I called got a few things on my mind that I'd love to talk about. And I guess I'll start off with just outreach to local politicians. I've had some success lately in engaging one of my my local state representative.
What sort of success?
Well, I've apparently been able to make her think, which is always a good thing. Yeah, imagine that, right? my local state rep is a Democrat, and
in Vermont.
Yes, in Vermont.
Oh my God!
So, as you can imagine, a bit of a socialist and a bit of a statist, and I've been able to give her some pause. And I just wanted to encourage people out there who think that it might not be worthwhile. And I know that you're of the opinion that no government is good. I'm kind of more in Mark's corner at the moment, though. I believe that some kind of minimalist government would be best at the moment until we can transition into a truly free society. And I've been able to get my local representative to stop and think. And I've been able to do so by illustrating to her that she really doesn't represent either the majority or the minority.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I've asked her a couple of questions that have been kind of pointed in regards to a bill that she just recently signed off on that increases not only state spending, but increases our state taxes and creates some new taxes on a couple of items that weren't before taxed, such as right. Netflix.
Yeah, that's right. I heard about that.
Yes. So that was Bill H-442 in Vermont. It's going to be going up before the Senate, the state Senate, for a vote, but it's passed the House. And my representative was one of the representatives that voted in favor of it.
All right.
So in a prior email that I had sent her, I pretty much admonished her not to raise any taxes or any new taxes for any purpose in this legislative session.
But she didn't do as you requested.
Oh, of course not. That would be way too much to expect. She did indicate in a return email to me, in that first email that I had sent her, that she agreed with me wholeheartedly, and you know she was definitely in my corner. And then, lo and behold, this bill 442 comes up, and there you go. She's voting to not only increase spending but increase taxes.
You mean she pandered to what she thought you wanted with a bunch of rhetoric, and then her actions actually defied what she said she was going to do? This is a politician?
Can you imagine such a thing happening, Dale? I mean, that never happens, does it?
All right, so what was the point that you made that was so poignant to her, I guess?
Well, I've actually been able to stop her in her tracks. We've been having a bit of an email dialogue, and of course, I've kept it cordial. I mean, there's no...
Yes, that's important.
It is. I can absolutely see Mark's point, and I can see your point as well, Ian. There's no point in getting mad at these people. I know there's plenty to be mad at them.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to be mad at them, no doubt about it.
It is. It's so easy to get angry at what they've done, because what they do, and every single one of them is guilty of this, is that they subjugate the rest of us to their will.
And all right, so I got to know, how did you nail her down?
Well, the way I did to nail her down was I more or less got into the position where I started to ask her a lot of questions that more or less illustrated to her that she doesn't illustrate the majority, because the simple fact of the matter is that of the 4,000 or so constituents in her district, only 1,300 of them voted for her.
So a minority of the potential voters voted for her.
Correct.
Right.
And she also doesn't represent the minority, because the minority that voted was approximately 900 voters, and they did not vote for her. So she doesn't really represent the minority either. Hmm. The only person that any person, any individual can truly represent is themselves.
Absolutely.
And I think that point in itself has kind of made her uncomfortable. It's been a couple of days since she's emailed me back, but I've sent her a follow-up email to make it exceedingly clear to her that I'm not really angry at her per se, and that I would really enjoy continuing our conversation, because I think it's important to open that dialogue.
Absolutely. I think you've been doing great so far, and keep us in the loop as to how things go with her. I thank you for the call tonight, Jeff. Good hearing from you. And, you know, it's not easy to be nice to these people, to the politicians, to the bureaucrats.
I think there's a way of talking to them, definitely. You don't, like, I got on to, well, actually, I didn't have to get on to them. It cleared up before I needed to, but I knew someone who tended to shout epithets at police and things like that. And I found, I don't think that's productive. I think that we need to seem like the level-headed ones. I mean, we are the level-headed ones, in my opinion, but we need to express that. We need to express ourselves in that way.
But when you're angry, you're not level-headed.
We should be honest. We should say the truth. And I think that sometimes people are going to interpret that a certain way, but there is a, you know, I don't think it does you good to shout or to be angry about
it. Even raise your voice. I think that you have to come across as, you know, try to come across as friendly without sounding smug. And, pardon me. And it can be difficult. It's not easy to debate these people. A lot of people find debates themselves to be confrontational.
There, yeah, that's the point of them. Yes,
right. And so you have to try to engage them on a friendly basis, not just a cordial basis, but a friendly one. And then I think you'll see more success.
Usually, the way to do that is to find areas in which you agree and to focus on those and show how tell them and point out how you agree on these areas. In fact, there may be even goals in which you agree, but your methods are different. So, for instance, if you want to help feed the hungry, we might say that, well, in order to feed the hungry, we should do that on a voluntary basis, collect contributions from consenting parties, and then give those contributions out to people that deserve it. Whereas others might say that, well, the government needs to do this, which means they're the ones advocating force against their neighbors. So it's easy for us to take a lot of the same goals as many of the statists allegedly claim to have, and then show how it is that our methods to achieve those goals are more humane than the goals of the status.
Yep.
And keeping calm and keeping a cool head and having a conversation instead of an argument, having a using persuasive tactics instead of argumentation tactics, all of these things take practice. And so get out there and, you know, take practice. Those swings. You're gonna miss sometimes. You're gonna get angry. You're gonna have to back down. You're gonna have to apologize for being angry. But it's okay. If you apologize, you're doing the right thing. You're showing the humility. You're eating a little crow. You're showing that you can make mistakes too. And so it's okay to look back on your last conversation with whether it be a loved one or a politician or something like that and find what you did wrong and then apologize for it and try to make it right in the future. 800-259-9231. And over time, what you'll find is, as I found recently from one of the politicians here locally, is that she emailed to say that she's feeling like she might care about some of us Free Stater types, some of us Liberty types. And I'll share some of that email here in a few moments. This is Free Talk Live.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Now, a few moments ago, we were talking with Jeff in Vermont about a conversation or a series of emails he'd been trading with one of his so-called representatives. And, of course, as Jeff pointed out, there's no way that anybody could possibly represent anyone accurately with the exception of themselves. He pointed that out to her, and he was talking to her about how it is that she was elected by a minority of people, and she doesn't represent the majority, therefore, but she also doesn't represent the other minority either. And so it's just the whole representative government thing is a big fraud, and there's no way that it could ever be a possibility. There's no way I could represent Dale when I'm also trying to represent Mark, and my own interests are involved in the matter. So he did a good job pointing that out. And the important point about that whole conversation was he kept it civil. He kept it a conversation and not an argument. And I think one of the ways, maybe you've got a hot head, maybe you're really angry about what the government is doing, because there's a lot to be angry about.
If you're new, sort of new to this movement, likely that's
true.
Will
be, yeah. And I've been there. I know what it's like. So maybe you are that hothead kind of person at this time. You can change. You can adjust toward being cool and, you know, looking at things from a more positive perspective. But in the meantime, perhaps you should avoid person-to-person encounters. Maybe email's the way to go as far as contacting a so-called representative or something like this. So we're focusing here on actually talking to local politicians. don't even bother trying to talk to the Washington D.C. guys. They don't care what you have to say. They're not going to talk.
If you're going to contact them over a a big issue that's worth your trouble, but not.
On a state issue, though, it's possible, and especially in a place like New Hampshire where or Vermont or something like that, where the representatives are not actually representing a tremendously huge amount of people, so they could actually pick up the phone to talk to you, or in this case, answer emails. But if you're sending out emails, you have the ability to sculpt your message. You don't have to, if you find yourself angry as you're typing an email, cool down. Leave it in your drafts folder.
Yeah.
Come back to it, a few hours later or the next day or something like that when you've had a chance to cool down and review and see what you've written so far and go back and don't send that hothead email.
You know, I post not as much on forums as I used to, and there are a lot of debates that take place on forums.
Sure.
And I've had times where I type in a message onto a forum and post it to a thread. And almost immediately after hitting submit, I go, okay, go back and edit it.
Yes.
Comment back so down, So that's something I think you learn over time is that your initial words, they might be sort of reactive. And then if you just take a moment and even after you've done it, go ahead and type them, get them out of your system,
sure.
Like you said, and then go back and change them before you send them out.
So what I wanted to share briefly in relation to all of this is how it is that treating people, even those who are involved in the system, even those who are politicians or bureaucrats and they're operating an inhumane system, treating them with a level of humanity that they wouldn't necessarily extend to you if you were in their keep, for instance. So being the better man, basically, or a woman, in whatever case it might be. And so that's how I've been handling things recently. More recently, here in Keene, I've been being more diplomatic and having conversations and being approachable and nice and positive. And it's paying off because I got an email from one of the city councilors here. She's the host of a local talk show that's all about, city issues, kind of a political show where they have their buddies come on and they talk about whatever it is they're doing. And our liberty-oriented people have been calling this show for a long time, and I'm one of those people. I've been calling this show now for a couple of years, basically, on a pretty much a weekly basis, calling and talking about freedom and being very cordial and conversational about it, and persuasive, hopefully. And so over all this time, there have been some, relatively heated discussions, but it's always been, I think, fairly cordial. And so here's what she sent me after returning from a two-week vacation. Out of the blue, I didn't send her anything. She says, "Hi, I've been away for a couple of weeks. Thank God for vacations. Is Sam still in jail?" So asking about Sam's welfare.
That's excellent.
Our co-host who, yes, he is still in jail. It's now been over 2 weeks. We can, we're going to talk more about him tomorrow night. He's going to call in and give us an update. She says, "What's happening on that front? I never, ever, well, hardly never ever," she says in parenthesis, "agree with you guys, but for reasons I can't explain, I worry about all of you. Maybe I don't have enough to do. Yeah, that must be it." And then she signs the message C.
It's nice.
So, yeah, reaching out unexpectedly to show that, reluctantly show, as she makes it clear, that she might actually care about some of these activists.
You know what? I'm sorry, Dale. And look at how this email has made you react. I mean, you're excited. You read it, reading it on your nationally syndicated show. You feel really good about this, and it creates a connection between she and you. Well, that's something that can be used in the other direction too. Just an email to say hi and how are you to people like that you're trying to convince of these reach out to disciple and for liberty. Those things help.
We constantly stress peaceful activism, nonviolence, mm-hmm. mostly free speech issues, cameras, things like that, and I think that even for all these people who may disagree with us right now, I mean, more than anything, we're fighting for the right to say what we believe and to have more transparency in the actions of what's going on in the courthouse with police and things like that. And how can you truly publicly be against that sort of thing? That really gets above and beyond whatever political differences we might have. And I think when you see people getting arrested for... there's a lot of footage of that. People getting arrested who are people who have never been violent. People who, mm-hmm. Most of them were not doing anything. They were quiet. They were just told to leave for no good reason. And they were being arrested for that. I think at some point, that's kind of the point of why we're trying to, you know, constantly focus on being peaceful, on being nonviolent, on free speech issues and transparency, because that's something that we should all be able to agree on. Doesn't matter whether you're a socialist or a capitalist or whatever.
And it's been those things that you're talking about, those incidents where somebody will get arrested for doing something completely peaceful. It's been those incidents that have been...
Or at least nonviolent. I've noticed that that one of the comments that we've gotten is that, well, you guys aren't peaceful, because peaceful to some extent means placid and quiet and calm. But, you know, nonviolent is an accurate definition.
Okay, yeah. Well, not nonviolent. I don't know how uncalm. I mean, I guess some people have gotten riled up, so.
I think we're promoting peace, so I think it's very accurate to say peaceful.
I prefer peaceful.
What we are trying to do. Yeah. I mean, it's
a more. Peaceful is a positive term.
Yeah, exactly. It's not what you're against, it's what you're in favor of. So, I think that it's those peaceful actions you're describing, Dale, that have been chipping away at the cognitive dissonance that essentially Cynthia, in this case, the politician, is feeling inside herself or in her mind when she's weighing these two things that her old belief system about, well, the law is the law and, you know, we have laws for a reason and the system is the best system in the world and whatever else it is that she's been raised with and has believed her whole life, that's going up and it's in conflict with that she's seeing these nice folks, people who are courteous and kind and friendly, being taken away by that same system and locked in a prison cell and being, you know, harmed, basically. And she doesn't want to see that. It's uncomfortable to see, but because it's happened so many times now, she can't get away from it. And it's causing her to feel conflicted inside. It's that cognitive dissonance we talk about so much on this show, and it's part of my response to her. I haven't quite finished that yet.
Yeah, I think you're right. I would caution that that's your belief about what she's feeling, obviously, and you're kind of
belief. Speaking
for her, you know.
I think it's a belief founded in some level of reality.
Yeah, I think you're right. I would agree with you.
More coming up here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory Mercury Direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory Direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. They've got dozens of categories, even used items, so a great way to get the shopping done that you need to do over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Feel good, because a percentage is going to Free Talk Live when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Scott is in Canada on the AMP line. Hello, Scott.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Scott. What's on your mind?
Well, I signed up for the Free State Project today.
Wow, congratulations.
Excellent. Excellent. You're signer number 9270. I was just looking.
I finally said that's it. I can't take it anymore.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak?
The lack of activism where I live. It's really hard to get anybody to do anything.
Give me an example.
Really hard.
How hard?
Well, I have a little group that I meet with here, and I've been trying to sort of mimic freekeen.com with sort of an active blog to just highlight things going on. And even that, I couldn't get anybody to participate in that. I was by myself, and I was trying to recently at the 420 rally, we had thousands of people at our Manitoba legislature. And I want to go down there and hand out material, and again, by myself. So it's not.
Man, I feel your pain, brother. I've been there. I know exactly what it's like. I know exactly what it's like.
That's stuff, you know?
That's what it was for me down in Sarasota, Florida, where I was born and raised. I mean, there are a handful of folks that could do activism, but weren't really too keen on starting anything themselves. So I'd have to start everything and call everybody and remind them that they needed to be here at a certain time. If I wanted them to show up, I'd call and remind them. And
sometimes they would.
Sometimes they would show. Sometimes they wouldn't.
They don't have Port 411 down there either?
No, they don't have that. Man. And, you know, it's funny. You talked about emulating freekeen.com, which is Dale and I's blog site, or one of Dale's blog sites and my blog site. And it's hard for even the activists here in New Hampshire to emulate freekeen.com and what's going on here in Keene, because it's not even happening. I mean, they're not even doing fully informed jury association anywhere else in the state right now. And they're all, so there are some activist things going on.
Some things they're doing better, but.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to give them kudos. They're doing great stuff all over the state. I've been all over. I kind of tested around different areas. I went to Manchester. I went to the Seacoast area.
That's
and
right.
From Manchester, you can kind of hit Nashua, Concord stuff going on. And Seacoast, you can easily hit a lot of things going on over there in Portsmouth and Seabrook and different things. And they're doing great stuff. It's just, by comparison to just about anywhere else, it's just that, but even then, they're still, like, it seems like they're getting a little jealous of Keene because we're getting so much excitement here.
It's understandable. You know. And you know what? I hope they step it up. I hope they decide to get competitive with the Keene group and start really promoting their areas.
They might say the same to you. I mean, who's put the gold pages out for the city councilors here in Keene?
Hey, now that's not a bad idea. There are more politically active people coming here, and maybe that'll start to happen. But so go ahead. Continue with your thoughts. Just to bring our listeners up to speed, you said you joined the Free State Project. That means you're committed to moving to New Hampshire in order to achieve to become an activist for liberty. It sounds like you already are an activist, but you're going to be bringing your activism here, and I think that's great. And it's such an extra level of commitment. I mean, it's already a big commitment for anybody in the United States to uproot themselves and move to New Hampshire. But because you're across the imaginary international border, that's going to make things a little bit more difficult for you.
Well, I have some opportunities for self-employment. It's still a few years down the road because I need to get my wife on board. When I told my wife about it, she said she doesn't want to be around other people like me. In a joking way.
Don't worry, we're all different.
Oh, there's regular people there too, you know.
She can hang out with your wife, Mark.
Yeah. And have fun.
It's still a few years away, of course, but at least I felt I should make the commitment and just sign up and
that's great.
Go from there. At least it gives me a starting point to get going.
Absolutely. You've told yourself you're serious about something now, and you've committed to it. And it's not to say that if something comes up, you could change your plans and do something else. Obviously, you can do that. But having that firmed up to where you can start making plans to actually get here, I think is a really important step. Anything else on your mind tonight, Scott?
That's it. I have a thing I'll call another time and talk about it.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Tonight.
Thank you for signing, Scott.
Yep.
Thank you.
1-800-259-9231. It's been a pretty good week for the Free State Project, hasn't it, Mark? I mean, there's been, at least the last couple of weeks, there have been a couple hit pieces published against it, which must mean that it's effective. Okay. I mean, if they're publishing hit pieces against you, you know that they think you're a threat.
All publicity is good publicity, pretty much.
That's how I feel about it. So that happened within the last couple of weeks, and then Jason Sorens got on the Freedom Watch show this week, and I think he did a great job promoting the Free State Project, and they might even invite him back for more promotion of the Free State Project. So it's our favorite solution, and we're always asking you for yours. If you've got a better idea, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we will continue with what we started the hour with, that is 50 things every 18-year-old should know. And number three is compound interest is your friend. Saving even a relatively small percentage of your income each year starting at 18 can leave you in a much better shape by the time you're ready to retire.
Yeah.
Number four, if you're working with someone who can be bargained down on a price, it seldom hurts to try. The exceptions may be someone of exceptional talent, someone you're going to have to work with on a regular basis, or someone whose help you're going to need in a timely manner. Never hurts to haggle. If you think you can get a lower price, I mean, if you're at a corporate store that's run by some corporate head office like a Best Buy, odds are good you're not going to be able to haggle
anywhere.
Dollar off the pack of DV tapes you're buying. But if you're at a mom and pop store, you never know. It never hurts to ask.
And Craigslist, for sure. Haggle on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. Classifieds, garage sales.
Yeah, everyone marks things way up for the purpose of haggling on there. You get on there and you go, that price isn't right. Mm-hmm. You can go way down.
You know, if there's something that you want and you're concerned that you're not going to get it, you can make an offer and just see what happens. If you don't lowball too much, they won't be insulted when you come back and you could come back later and pay them their full price. But if you make that offer, the worst they can do is say no.
And you know what puts you in a really good position for any kind of negotiation is don't let yourself get into a desperate situation.
Yeah.
If you've got to have a car because you have to start work the next day
tomorrow,
or something, you're going to spend too much on a car. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I got screwed in that situation.
And another thing is I think when bargaining, one needs to realize that people have a certain value for the things that they have, and mm-hmm. if you go too low, you can anger the person. It depends on how much do you need the thing that you have there. I mean, how many of them are there out there? If it's a car and there's three of them that you're looking at, lowball them and see who comes up the lowest.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. If it's three of them and all things remain equal, then, you know, lowball them and see what happens. But if it's, you know, if it's like the one of a kind thing, well, you don't want to go too low because then the person is going to have a bad feeling about you.
Right. So one of the one of my more recent examples of doing this is at a garage sale in the neighborhood. I went there. There was a little folding coffee table thing that looked pretty decent, and the price was a little bit too high. I think they wanted like $80 for it or something like that, or something pretty expensive. And I offered them, I think it was like 20, because it's a garage sale, and I'm not going to give you a lot of money for this thing. So I offered them $20. I lowballed. That's a pretty big lowball. Like, that's way low compared to their asking price. And they said no. So I turned around and walked away, and then came back 3 hours later. And it happened to be right when they were wrapping up the garage sale. They were lifting up some of the furniture to put it into a truck. I said, hey, did you buy that? To the guy that was lifting it up. No, I'm taking it out to wherever. I forget where they were taking it. Mm-hmm. Might have been the dump, but, taking it away. Oh, well, you know, how about $20 for it? Then all of a sudden their tune changed about what they wanted to take for that item. So
and it helped that you were able to walk away.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, I got to have that table. So being in a position that you can walk away and having other options is great. Like right now, the housing market, you can walk away. Trust me. You can find a better deal. It's a buyer's market.
Now's the time. Absolutely.
You know,
to haggle
low
for
ball
a house.
On a house. And if they don't take your low ball, move on if you want, or try, you know, a little higher. But, you know, and another thing I would say,
lowball a bunch of them.
Yeah, don't worry about the house you want. Get the house that's going to give you the most equity, and then when, you know, the housing market comes back,
for the money, right,
you can sell it and get the house you want, and you'll have made 5 figures.
Yeah, get a great deal on a house. It's the time to do it. And the other thing, from the other side of that garage sale, I was at a garage sale one time, and this is something I kind of learned in retrospect. I looked back on it, and I wished I had handled it differently. I kind of knee-jerk reaction. I kind of took someone's offer when it was really too low because I was like, oh, well, I don't know if I'll sell it. So I told, one way to do that, if it's early in the day and someone's really haggling and lowballing you on an item, say, well, come back. And you think it's going to be a popular item, say, well, I'll tell you what, well, we'll start negotiating on prices after so-and-so time today.
Come back later. Take your chance.
It may not be there.
Right. And then they'll decide, well, I don't want to take a chance.
Yeah. If you're already offering a good price on it, then maybe they should take it.
It's called creating a sense of urgency.
Yep, 1-800-259-9231. More tips on living coming up here in moments, and you can share your stories, your thoughts, additions, 800-259-9231, or bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 2 is on the way, and this is Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be, but for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.